Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jin.
I'm Ai Xin, Lo Bei.
An average of 200 cargo flights have taken off each day from Pudong International Airport so far this month. In June, more than 170 billion yuan in imports and exports passed through the airport, a 6.4% increase from the same period last year. Zhang Hong tells us more.
These electronic devices arrived today at Shanghai Pudong International Airport. Customs clearance was completed within 8 hours due to a fast-track process. Less than 50% of goods remained at the airport's freight depot.
After a cargo flight arrives, goods will pass customs if there is no order to examine them. If we get the order, we'll assign personnel there as soon as possible. Checks will be completed within 24 hours.
Outbound goods can also pass customs faster once they've been checked by a digital monitor.
Our client in Japan can receive the products they bought online within 2 days of ordering.
Customs also offered one-on-one consultation for companies with biomedicine and semiconductor chips.
The cargo volume at Pudong International Airport has picked up this month. Daily customs declarations reached an average of about 50,000, which is half of Shanghai customs total. The figure is also an indication of the resilience and potential of Shanghai's economy. We plan to roll out more measures to ensure a stable supply chain.
Last month, Pudong International Airport Customs handled about 260,000 tons of inbound and outbound goods, climbing almost 140% compared to April. And so far this month, cargo flights have increased 2.6% compared to the same period in June. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Cafe Hinichicho, popularly known as Berry Paul Cafe, has opened its first branch run by a visually impaired barista. Reporter Tang Xiaofan drops by the cafe at Times Square in Lujiazui.
Visually impaired barista Yin Tianbao had never thought of making a cup of coffee himself, yet alone owning a cafe. The 23-year-old started training to be a barista last November. His twin brother Tian Yu, who is also visually impaired, joined him after quitting his job as a telephone receptionist. After practicing latte art for 2 months, they were finally able to draw a heart in the latte form.
A latte is tricky because I never know if I did it right or not. I don't know what pattern I've made. During training, I usually failed 9 times until I made one successfully. My colleagues always cheer me on and make me believe in myself.
After months of preparation, the twin brothers welcomed their first customers on July the 16th in their cafe, Seed of Inspiration. They gave out 300 cups of coffee for free.
I'm used to drinking coffee, but it's the first time I've had one made by a visually impaired barista. It's special. I will continue to support them.
The idea of having a cafe run by visually impaired individuals started last April, with more than 100 people involved in the project. Designed as an acorn, the cafe symbolizes the resilience of the disabled.
The cafe is blind-friendly. The edges of the counter where they make the coffee are designed to help baristas navigate the cafe. And this coffee maker is semi-automatic and specially designed with buttons of different shapes. Each one has a different function. All the baristas need to do is to press a button to make a cup of coffee.
At first, our employees had their eyes covered to design the layout of the cafe. Then we talked with Tian Bao to add his ideas to the design. The twin brothers are owners and 10% shareholders in the cafe. We are helping them to start their own business.
The cafe is also equipped with a speech recognition system to help baristas check online orders.
S4075展开一件商品金额22，那么我要确定是什么，就是我要知道是什么东西，所以我展开，并美式，然后点接单，确认。
现在北京和上海
We decided to develop this system after we discovered some stores run by visually impaired folks on Meituan app. The system was put into use last year in nearly 7,000 stores that hire employees with disabilities in Beijing and Shanghai. We want to help them operate the store independently. According to the China Disabled Persons Federation, there are 85 million people with disabilities in the country, among which 8.8 million are employed. Bear Paw Cafe has 9 outlets in Shanghai, and more than 70% of its employees are disabled. Tang Xiaofan, Shanghai Life.
Japan's two-time Olympic figure skating champion Yuzuru Hanyu announced his decision to retire from competition at a press conference today. Lei Shuan has a story.
Hanyu, 27, made the announcement at a televised news conference in Tokyo.
Although I'm not mature enough, I've decided to continue my career as a professional exhibition skater.
Hanyu began skating as a child in Sendai. He won his first Olympic gold at the Sochi Games in 2014. Hanyu then became the first man in 66 years to defend his title at the 2018 Pyeongchang Games. At the Beijing Games last winter, he failed in an attempt to be the first to land a quadruple axel in competition and finished fourth.
I am going to be better and I will work hard in my performances in a way that will make you think it is worth seeing, including striving to achieve the quadruple axel.
Hanyu has little left to prove. He has been the world's most watched skater for a decade and a standard for excellence in the sport. Lei Shuan, Shanghai Live.